So let me start with a basic question. I mean, there was the question of who was actually going to turn out to vote. Who showed up?
The electorate this year looked a lot like the electorate in 2008. It had a lot of minorities, it had a lot of women, it had a lot of younger voters. And there was a real question whether those constituencies would show up. The youth vote and the minority vote didn't show up in the 2010 midterm, and the Republicans swept in a lot of seats.
We heard a lot in the run-up to the election about a lack of enthusiasm, the absence of the enthusiasm or excitement of 2008, but you're saying that people, at least in large percentages, showed up the same way they did 4 years ago.
It really appears that way, and I think you see it even in the reactions to the administration. Obama voters, they didn't just say they're okay with the administration. 49% of them said they're enthusiastic about this administration. The anger among his opponents was not that widespread. Only 39% of Romney voters said that his administration makes them angry. We thought the differential in intensity might be the other way, but it went in Obama's favor.
There's been a steady change in the electorate over the last several decades. The white vote, the share of the white vote, has steadily gone down. It's still an overwhelming majority, but it's steadily gone down. Did it go down again yesterday?
It's ticking downward. It looks like 72% of voters were white in this election. It was 74 4 years ago. So edging downward. And Obama's support among whites edged downward even further. The gap, arguably, between white and non-white voters is as large as it's ever been.
And when you have a Republican Party that is overwhelmingly white in terms of the voters that support it versus a Democratic Party that draws more heavily on the minority vote, I guess that gives a built-in advantage for the Democrats that gets a little bit bigger each time. Is that a way to think of this?
Yeah, if you think of the long game, right, the trajectory is in the Democrats' favor, that the growing groups and the new generation is much more democratic in its outlook and thinking about the role of government and politics in general, whether social issues or economic.
Let me zero in on just one thing, because in the next couple of months, the president and the existing Congress will face this so-called fiscal cliff, a whole package of scheduled tax increases and spending cuts that they will have to decide whether to accept, to repeal, to change in some way. And the pollsters asked questions about taxes. What were people saying they wanted when it came to taxes and dealing with the deficit?
On balance, the American public is willing to see some tax increases as long as they're targeted on upper-income Americans. A broad tax increase is not very appealing to many people. I think only 14% favored an across-the-board tax cut. In a separate question that was asked of voters, would you favor raising taxes to deal with the deficit by about 2-to-1? People said no. But if it's targeted at the upper class or upper income folks, there's a lot of support for it, majority support for it in the electorate today.
Now, you've been involved with polling the public and studying the public for years. Did anything surprise you when you looked at these exit polls?
Well, what surprised me most was the absolute partisan balance of this electorate. There was a lot of debate coming into this election as to whether the polls were getting it wrong. Were there too many Democrats, too many Republicans? What was the right balance? Well, at the end of the day, the right balance is what people tell you. And what we found was, again, an electorate that has a Democratic advantage in it. More people think of themselves as Democrats than Republicans. The Republican Party hasn't reinvented itself and made itself appealing in a way to make up for the ground it lost in the Bush years.
Republicans have been saying all year there's no way that pollsters should be finding this many Democrats.
Yeah.
Too many people are identifying themselves as Democrats. Democrats are oversampled. And you're saying that in the end, the exit polls of who actually showed up found more Democrats.
They did. Almost exactly the same ratio as we had 4 years ago in both the national exit poll as well as in the key swing states.
Michael Dimmock of the Pew Research Center, thanks very much.
Thank you.